Now you just believe with all your heart, and God will grant it. Now you just look, every one of these strangers to me, I don't know no one in the building but Captain Bascliff here, chaplain. Everyone before me is a stranger. This boy here, these recording boys, I know them. Behind me is the group. How many out there that's really sick and you want Christ to heal you? Just say, I don't care who you are. Just raise your hand and say, God, I want you to heal me. I want you to heal me. Just be reverent. Up the balcony, wherever you are. And if he will act the same, now his spirit, not you can see him, you can see his work. If he'll act the same that he did when he was showing us, will you all believe him? The Bible said two or three witnesses that every word they established. I just keep praying. May God grant that he'll come from one side to the other. Let's start over here. Just coming out of everywhere in here, if God will do it, I'll walk this side, and you people in these roads pray and believe God. Just remember his presence. Now here it is. Appearing before me is a man. He's suffering with a rupture. Sitting right here. Mr. Shaw. I don't know you, do I, sir? Never seen him alive. That's right. Have faith. You were praying, God let him speak to you. That's right, raise up your hand. What did you touch? You never touched me, did you, sir? But you touched the high priest. He answered back. Someone else prayed. Here's a man in another one sitting right here on the bed, suffering with the same thing, a rupture. I don't know you, do I, sir? Never seen him alive as far as I know. Your name is Mr. Spencer, though. That is right, isn't it? You believe? Same Christ? Lady right behind him there with asthma. If you believe and surrender your life to Christ, he'd heal you of it. You believe he'll do it? Will you surrender your life to him? The lady's a little white, a little red rose on her hat. You believe Christ with all your heart. Will you do it? Surrender your life to him and the asthmatic condition will leave you. You'll get well. You'll accept him as your Savior, your God, your gratitude. I never seen him in my life, you know that. It's dark and light too. He wants to give you the blessing, but you accept him first. Just a little skeptic in your life. Get away from that. Believe me. The young lady's prayer did that. What about you sitting here, sir? You got something wrong with your arm right here in the middle room. You believe God will heal you? Your wife sitting there with diabetes, you think that she'd be healed too? I don't know you, do I? But it's Christ. What are these people touching? Here, by the way, this woman sitting over here is connected with you somewhere, mother. That's right. You're all together. And you've got arthritis. That's right, isn't it, lady? If you believe, God will make you well. This man sitting right straight back out here. Right, looking me right in the face, he's wondering if he could touch Christ. He's by you. You got a hernia, sir. You believe that God would make you well of it? Do you believe it? You can have it. If thou canst, what thou canst hear, some of you people, have faith and believe. Here, show you grace. Let me show you grace. You're such a colored man sitting right back there with his head down, praying, his hands down like this. sitting beside a white man. The lady sitting next to him there, the man suffering with diabetes. If you believe with all your heart, you can be made well. Would you believe it with him, sister? Would you believe it? I don't know you all, do I? Never seen that right, is it? Put your hand over on him. For half days now. See who he is? He's still the same yesterday, day, and forever. The gentleman sitting over here in the next aisle, over here. You're suffering with something wrong with your ears, and you also have a throat trouble, don't you, sir? Got glasses on, wearing a white shirt, that's right. You're saying you're praying, wasn't you? That's right. God bless you. Have faith in God. Sit right on the front row, sir. But the altar, do you believe that God would make you well? You believe it? Young fellow sitting here with your head down saying, God, let me be next. That's right. Raise up your hand, that's so. All right, go ahead, your altar is gone, son. Do you believe he's here? Is that Christ all the way around here? Is that Christ the same yesterday and forever? How many now accept him and says, I know he's here? See, I don't know you people. It's your spirit doing that, see? The Holy Spirit speaking to you. Now put your hands over on one another. Let's pray for all the people in here. Where was the little baby here was crying a few minutes ago? Put your hands over on the child. All right. Lord God, be merciful just now, Lord, and let thy spirit move in this building and heal every person that's in divine presence. Tonight you have proven yourself to be God. You're God yesterday, God today. You're not a painted bar or a historian God. You are a God that's always been God and always will be God. And Father, I pray that as you have manifested yourself by saving sinners and healing people that was in a place where they couldn't be healed, then they see the miracle of the Lord Jesus. God grant that each one of them may be healed just now. Satan, move out from this building and get out of here. I charge thee in Jesus Christ's name, let these people go. Do you accept your healing? Raise your hand, Sam. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. All right. If you believe it with all your heart, you people that bowed your head a few minutes ago to receiving this Savior, bow your head again just a minute, every one of you. If you'll bow your head just a moment now.
And it's me, right here this moment, while you're reading this prayer.
As far as I know, the only person I recognize in the building out in front of me here is Brother Stagfish sitting here. And I might know one of those ministers, the one right behind him, I think I do, and Brother Bose sitting there. Rest of you are strangers. Now here's a beautiful Bible picture. A woman and a man meeting for the first time. This is our first time meeting. If it is, it's so the people would know. He's raised up your hands up. I've never seen her. She's just a woman come out of the audience. Well now, if she needs healing, what if I just lay my hand over and say, lady, you need healing. You're going to get well. That would be all right. She could believe that. It would be all right. But then she could have a little doubt. And you could too. But if the Lord Jesus will come and act like he did to the woman at the well, tell her where her trouble is. There's something that's in her life that she knows that I know nothing about. Then that shows it has to be a complete miracle. That's more of a miracle than having a paralytic sitting here to rise up. Certainly is. In the supernatural. Now, if the Lord Jesus, you know me not knowing me, and this is just a picture like it was the woman at the well, a man and a woman. And if he will tell me, you might be a Christian, you might be an infidel, you might be a critic, you might be sick, I don't know. I have no idea. But he does know. And if he will reveal it now to me, then you know I have come through supernatural power somehow. Would you believe it with God? May he grant it. I'm just talking. Be like our Lord did the woman. See, I say now you are a Christian because you're aware that something's going on. Just started just now. If that's right, raise up your hand. See, between me and you, coming right up around you, is that light that you see in that picture. I suppose they had it here. Moving on the lady. The woman's aware that something's going on. Humble, weak, thin. Now, here, move away from me, and she's real extremely nervous. That's right. That's what's wrong with you. Nervousness. See, you're pacing the floor. Now, that's right, isn't it? That's right, wave your hand like this. You believe now? You say, Brother Brandon, you could have guessed that. All right. Let's see what else the Lord will say. Whether he will or not, I don't know. He might. Yes? The audience can still hear my voice. The lady, I see her nervous. She's all, oh, it's caused by, she got a fall. She hurt her back. That's what caused it. Another thing, you've been interested in a person you're praying for or something. It's a young man. And that young man is bothered with spiritual troubles. He's all nervous and scared. He's just mentally shook up. It's demon oppression. When you go to him, tell him not to worry, because he's going to get over it. And you are over yours now. Your faith has made you well. Father. You believe him to be Christ? Now you know that there has to be some kind of a supernatural being here. Now if you believe it's Christ, now be real there. I suppose, sister, we're strangers to one another. Do you believe that the first time you've ever in the meeting? All right. Now, if the Lord God will let me know what you want of him, would you believe he'd be interested enough then to let you, he's trying to let you know that he loves you?
Amen.
All right. May just be reverent. Will you? You got something wrong with your hand and your back. It was caused by a bus door closing on you. You're healed. Stand up on your feet. Your back trouble's gone. All right. What did she touch? I don't know the woman. I have never seen her in my life. She knows that. But you're healed now. You're all right. God bless you. See? She touched the high priest. Now you out there, you start doing the same thing. Just believing that. Have faith. Hold out. The lady, you have complications. You got many things wrong with. One thing, you're suffering with a weakness. You have weakness. And you have real weak spells. And then that's been going on for some time, for a number of years. Since you start into the menopause time of life, you begin to get extremely nervous before your hair begins to turn. And then the great thing that you're interested in, oh, is somebody else. That's your husband. He's in the hospital, crippled, and you've got a handkerchief there for him. Lord God, I pray that you'll move that curse and make the man well through Jesus Christ. Jesus. Don't sit out, go on your road and rejoice and believe with all your heart. Be real reverent. Keep believing. Don't doubt. That's faith. Is the audience can hear my voice? This woman doesn't speak English. She's just a little bit. She can just barely speak English. And you're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. And I see lots of water. In a great dark shadow of country, you're praying for somebody who is across the sea, and that is your sister, and she's in Russia, and she has cancer in the stomach, she's behind the iron curtain, and she's unsaved also, thus saith the Lord. Lay the hands to her, and the Lord God will bring her. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will grant your request to him. If thou, just a moment, something happened in the audience just now. What's the lady here with her hand up? Right here, she's suffering with sinus. Headache, sinus. You're healed now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith in God. I don't know what you do, lady. I've never seen her in my life. But God knows her. just have faith in God. If thou canst believe. You believe he can be his servant in the presence of Christ? You are suffering with a nervous trouble, really extremely nervous, and you got along with the liver, which makes spots before your eyes and holding on your tongue. Bilious spells haven't seen you. I see you very sick at times. That's right. And then, also, you have a tumor. That tumor's on your breast. You believe you're going to be healed? And go. God makes you well. Lady, right back there, don't bite your fingers anymore. You're suffering with a nervous trouble that made you have stomach trouble. You believe that God will make you well? You accept your healing? You do? Raise up your hand if you do. All right, it's over. God bless you. Have faith. Hey, young fella. You're a mighty fine boy. You believe we can do this too? I don't know you. Here's a beautiful picture of like the well, a Samaritan woman and a Jewish man. And here is a colored woman, white man. But God let them know that there's no difference in the people. We all come from Adam. The country we was raised in changed our color has nothing to do with our spirit and soul. We're all creatures of God. Do you believe me still? The reason I spoke to that woman there, that stomach trouble, same thing you do. You have a stomach trouble too. Right.
See, Satan knew he was going to be defeated here. He thought he could get by there, but he failed. They let you know that you're already healed. Do you believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
You do. You're not from this city. You believe that you're suffering with a break, too.
Yes.
A nervous break. That's right. You'll go back to Boston, be made well, and love the Lord. Your name's Sarah. Sarah Sell. Return back to Boston. Jesus Christ is made well. If thou canst believe. I don't know you, lady. God knows us both. You believe that he would heal you? You believe he could let me know about you? Real reverend. It's just the many of you getting healed out there, and I can't tell which is which. Just going everywhere. Just pulling this card. This colored lady standing here is making the colored people have faith when they see that other lady healed. Sitting right back on the first row, trouble with your shoulder. You believe God will make you well, lady? You believe it? All right. The color lady said, lay your hand on that lady next to you. She's got trouble in her side. You believe that God will make you well, lady? All right. Put your hand on the next one to you. She's got heart trouble and high blood pressure. You believe, lady? All right. Stand up on your feet and receive it. Have faith. You're suffering with a nervous trouble, too. You got heart trouble. And you got trouble in your colon. Or the doctor told you that. That's right. And you got tumor in the head. That's right. Is Elsie there?
Oh.
Yes, and you live in the Bronx.
Yes.
So return back your heel. Jesus Christ makes you well. That back trouble left me while she was being prayed for. So I don't hear this rejoicing. You're already here. You're shed of the death of cancer, but you believe God healed you? Just keep walking. Oh, you believe that God, if I say he healed you right now, would you believe it? Just keep rejoicing. Thank you, God. You didn't get any stiff from my side, but you won't have it no more. Just keep walking. Jesus Christ, you're too long. You believe I'm there walking now? Now, if he will perform, I don't say he will, but if he will do the same thing that he did when he was here, how many of you will believe it? All right. Now, look, it doesn't matter. Now, I do not, if these doctors sitting here, I do not claim to be a healer or take your place, doctor. I come here to pray for one thing. God's children, your patients, my friends. I don't try to take your place, doctor. Not at all. I believe you're God's servant if you're a true servant of God. I believe if you love the Lord and trying to do something for the people, I certainly honor you, sir. I have great doctors. I've been examined by, or interviewed by the males and many of them. And in my own city, fine doctors, a big clinic like Dr. Samadera. Any of you call him that wants to, at my expense, Dr. Samadera, the big clinic of Jeffersonville, and ask him if this is true or not. That's what it's done for him. Ask him if them visions happen. Any of the officials of the city, anywhere. Real friend. So if he comes, we're in his presence. Now, I'm weak to begin with, and it just weakens me more. Now, let's just be real reverent, just as reverent as we can be. And now, you start believing, saying, Lord, if Brother Branham, quoting the Scripture, I know he doesn't know me or nothing about me, but if that's truth, you just let Brother Branham use your spirit to turn. You're the high priest, and I want to touch you. And I'm going to touch you, Lord. And if Brother Branham told me the truth, then it'll let it be confirmed with me. And when I turn, let Brother Branham turn around and tell me, like you did through Jesus, the woman that had the blood issue, there'll never be another doubt in my mind. Is that fair enough? That's you without prayer cards out there. You that won't be in the prayer line. The prayer card is nothing. Just simply to get the anointing started among the people, because 80% of you here have never been in one of the meetings before. See? I can feel your spirit. I know you're wondering, see. So, but now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every soul and spirit in here under my control for His glory. I'll be reverent. Here is the woman standing here by me tonight. I've never seen a woman in all my life as I know of. We're strangers to each other, are we, madam? We are. If we are, just raise up your hand. Now, here is the Bible. If you want to know where the Christianity, if he'll do it. Here's Christianity again. This is St. John 4. A man and a woman met that had never met before in life. Jesus and the woman at the well. And Jesus talked to her till he found what her trouble was and told her, and she recognized it to be the Messiah. Is that right? Now, here's my hand. I don't swear because I don't believe it. Neither does she. Now, the woman may be a deceiver. She may be a bad woman. She may be a good woman. She may be a Christian. She may be an infidel. I don't know. She may have cancer. She may not have nothing. I don't know what's the woman. I've never seen her, heard of her. I don't know nothing about her. But there's someone here who does. And that's the one here. Now, if he wants to, by divine gift, just to humble myself, relax myself from preaching, so his spirit will come down and say something. Now, if I said to this woman, lady, hallelujah, you're sick, glory to God, you're going to be healed, hallelujah. She could believe that. That'd be all right. That's okay. That'd be all right. But she'd have a right to doubt that. But what if the Holy Spirit goes back down in her life for years, pulls out something that she knows I know nothing about? Then what about that? And if he knows what has been, surely he'll know what will be. If he can tell what has been, then let the woman be the judge, and you be the judge. Now just humble yourself. Now forget your little superstitions and your little thinkings. And just really lay your heart right out before God and say, God, don't look at me. See, I'm just a man, a sinner, saved by grace.
just with the divine gift that Jesus Christ, God's Son, gave me as a poor Baptist preacher, that he sent to you Pentecostals, and whosoever would come. Now that's all. Now, lady, just a word with you, as our Lord did, and whoever who's on the microphone or the engineer here, I don't know when a vision comes, I'm in another world, so I don't know how loud I'm talking, so you watch it. I just to speak with you a moment. Now here is a drama again. If Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will make known to me something about you that you know, well, I don't know nothing about you, but if he'll make it known, would you believe that he would give you the thing you asked for? Would you just raise your hand that you believe it? Now, will the audience do the same as both of us have raised our hands that we do not know each other? Now, Lord God, the rest of the meeting comes to you. All that's accomplished is yours. And now let thy Holy Spirit move sweetly upon us. Anoint the branches, Lord. Be the life and the vine. And give unto us tonight the evidence of the resurrection. For we know that 2,000 years has meant nothing to you. You live forevermore. And give these poor Christians who struggled and tried and spent their money building churches and done everything and tried to live good, give them a great joy tonight to know that their Jesus is alive. He isn't just a shout. He isn't a joy, yet he is, but he's a living person, Christ, the Son of God. Grant it, Father. All praise shall be thine, in Jesus' name. Now, if the Lord God would tell me, you be the judge, if we both raise our hands, we never met or know anything of each other in life, if the Lord God would reveal to me what you're here for, or something on that manner, you know whether it'll be correct or not. The audience has said the same. Now you see where I stand. Now, if Jesus will do that, he keeps his promise, then this is a sure sign that the Gentile age is ending and the church is being called out. The last message, that's the last to the Jews, it's the last to the Gentiles. And by his grace and by a divine gift, then his presence here, everyone would believe it. I pray that he'll grant it. If the audience can still hear my voice, the woman is going away from me. She's conscious right now that something's going on. The woman is a Christian. She's a believer. And she wants me to pray for her eyes. Her eyes are going bad. That's true. If that's right, raise your hand. You do not wear glasses, you're nothing but your eyes are going dim. It's the nerve in your eye dying. Right. Now, you believe? Now, you're thinking, I guess that. I didn't. Let God be the judge. Look to me again. God knows I'm not trying to show off. I just want these people to know that you seem to be a good person. Have a good contact with God. Now, I don't know what I told you. It's on the tape. That's all I ever know. I wouldn't remember it when the meeting's over. But now, may God help me so that the people are get all that out of their thoughts. Yes, I see the woman going from me. It's something with her eyes. She's going blind. And another thing, she's got a lung trouble. Something wrong with her lungs. Now I see you standing in a prayer line. You've just been prayed for that. Right in the same meeting. You just can't accept this, you see. You can't get it. That's right. That is true. And let me tell you, you believe me to be his prophet? Look, you're worried about something. And that's a daughter of yours that's fixing to have a baby. And she's got that RH blood, and you're afraid of a blood clot in the baby. Besides that, you've got a grandson, and he's up for an operation with a male testicle trouble. Thus saith the Lord. That is true. you believe you received now, you believe that the voice ever what it was talking to you wasn't mine, but it was his, then you receive what you asked for. Go rejoice and be happy. You'll be welcome. If thou canst believe, I just have faith. How do you do, lady? I'm supposing that you and I are total strangers to one another. We do not know each other. This is our first time. You're just a woman. You got a prayer card and come up here in the line. No way for me to know you. But God does know you. If he will reveal to me what your trouble is, you know I do not know. But if he will reveal it, you'll know it's the supernatural power. Will you say with the Pharisees, it's Beelzebub, or will you say with the believers, it's Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ? Now, something happened in the audience. I just keep believing. There was a woman that was praying. It's a much older woman than this. And she appeared here before me praying. Someone's praying for a trouble in here that touched the high priest. Let us talk again. I can only go as the Spirit leads me. Or you're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. That's a man. It's your husband. And he's suffering with you call it a demon oppression. It's a nervous condition that's broke his nerves down. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true, isn't it? If it is, wave your hand. Do you believe me to be his prophet? Take that handkerchief that you wipe your tears with and lay it on him, and he'll be made well. If thou canst believe, have faith in God. Don't doubt now. Have faith in God. Be real reverent. Real reverent now. Here it is. Here she is. It's a woman sitting right here on the end of the seat with a green dress on. Lady, you were praying just then. Was that right for me to call you? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant? You suffer with a liver trouble. That's right. You did. You don't have it no more. Your faith has made you whole. God bless you. I do not know the woman. I've never seen her in my life. What did she touch? She's 20 feet from me. What did she touch? The high priest. There's another woman with her hand up right behind her, straight behind her there. Little white scarf. Suffering with an asthmatic condition and a heart trouble. Is that right, lady? You raise your hand? That's right. Stand up on your feet. All right, you're healed. Your faith makes you well. Go and believe. You need to be seated now. Go home trusting God. Oh, his divine presence. You realize, friends, can you understand? What is it? It's got to be a spirit. Here's his picture. Here's his word. He's doing the same that you're doing it. Here, I'll show you. That woman is just healed sitting there. Her little friend sitting next to her has been praying too. That's right, the little woman with the blue-looking dress on, wiping her eyes. You said, Lord, let it be me next. If that's right, wave your hand. How would I know what you was praying about in the words you said? You believe God can tell me what your trouble is? You're suffering with trouble in your head. If that's right, wave your hand. It's all over now. Your faith has healed you. Go home and be well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe, for all things are possible to them that believe. This lady, I'm sorry. We are strangers to each other. I do not know you. I've never seen you. But God knows you. All right. If God will reveal to me your trouble, you believe me to be his servant? Now you're beginning to believe. It just begins to move all through the building now. See? That's the way to do it. Don't doubt now. You sitting in them chairs, you're not hopeless. Get that out of your mind right now. This is the time for you. Believe. Now the woman looked to me just a minute. The reason I say that, like Peter and John said, look on us. You're aware that something's going on. You got a real sweet, humble feeling. Right between me and you stands this light right here now. That's what's making you feel that way. Now, to be honest with me and with God, you have a feeling now that you've never had, like a real sweet feeling. If that's right, raise up your hand so it'll... You're not standing here for yourself. Standing here for someone. You believe that God will make them well? With all your heart, you believe it? Your mother will be healed, you believe it? She has diabetes, and she has heart trouble. And you might know I'll be God's prophet or his servant. She's not here. She lives in Wichita, Kansas. You're, send a handkerchief to her. She'll get all right. Believe God. Don't doubt. Come believing. If thou canst believe, you believe God healed that female trouble and make you well? Lady's trouble? You do. You think your husband would rejoice over that and he knows about it? Reverend? You believe it? You believe me with all God? Go back to your home, man. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith. Come, lady. Don't think now I was reading a woman's mind. I wasn't. Here, lay your hand on mine, lady. Put your hand on. If God will reveal to me looking this way what's your trouble, will you believe me? If you will, take your hand off mine and raise it up. All right. You believe those tumors will go out without the operation? How the female go home and rejoice. They have. And have faith in God. And you believe? See if the Holy Spirit's here. Lady, that back trouble you had left you while you were sitting in the chair. Go on your road rejoicing. Go on your road. Be made well. Have faith. What if I didn't say a thing to you? Would you still believe me? What if I said you were healed? Would you believe me? Glory to God. Just a minute. The man's sitting there. He got throat trouble. Hemorrhoids. Got growth too, haven't you? You believe that God will make you well? If you believe it, then have it. But that's been bothering you for a long time, but it's gone now. Go on your road and rejoice. Have faith in God. Come. That diabetes, you'll never have to be take any insulin anymore if you believe. Just go rejoicing. Say, thank you, Lord. Go rejoicing. Have faith. All right. Bring it on. You believe the anemia left him? You believe the anemic condition left? Take him on. Take him to be well. How many wants to believe in this building? You believe with all your heart? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? What about down in here? Do you believe it? Lay your hands over on one another and I'll show you what God will do. Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. Did he say that? All that believe is raise up your hands. Lay your hands on somebody, you believers. Lay your hands on one another. Bow your head. Oh God, in Jesus Christ's name I condemn the devil and all his works and ask that each person in the earth be liberated from their sickness. Satan, you've lost the battle. You've been exposed. You're nothing but a bluff, and you've been exposed on the platform. Come out of this, people, in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this congregation.
Now the Holy Spirit's here. That angel that you see on the picture is not 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. That's thus saith the Lord. Remember, I'll meet you with the Queen of Sheba in the presence of Jesus Christ. At that day, I take every spirit in here under my control or his glory. I do as you're told. Be ready. The woman is a Christian. And I'm not saying that because she's crying. Hypocrites cry and infidels and everything else and make believe. But the woman is a Christian. And the woman's suffering with the condition of her back. And that's what she wants me to pray for. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand straight up in the air. There it is. You believe now? Now you see, now you're not seeing it tonight. But you might think it, I was guessing that.
find out. She's a good person. She's not looking at me. She has her eyes closed. I don't have to look at her. God's just as great over here as he is over here. May he grant it. Yes? I see the woman. She's suffering with a trouble in her back. That's right. And then she has trouble in her breast also. That's right. That's right, isn't it? And you might know me to be God's prophet, or his servant, rather. You got somebody on your heart you're praying for. That's an aged couple. It's your father and your mother. They're ill. And another thing, do you believe me to be God's prophet or his servant? You got a dear friend that's a neighbor of yours that you're praying for. And besides that, you're praying for all of them. If you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I hear you ask it at a bedside before you come. That's right. That's right. Wave your hand like this. Thank you, Lord. You have received what you've asked for. Go on your road rejoicing, because you shall have what you asked for. Find your father and mother well. If thou canst believe, now be real reverent, don't doubt. Do you believe that the same Jesus that knows the woman's heart at the well is the same Jesus here tonight in a form of the vine, and we are his branches? How many believe that now? Then it should be settled. I be this reverent. We got a few standing here in the line. I just trust that he'll do something else for us. That's enough. That proves it. I'm not beside myself, but you can imagine visions, and being weak as I am, you don't know where you're at sometimes. Well, he said, that's strange. Did you know Elisha didn't know where he was at for 40 days and nights, and God found him pulled back in a cave after a vision comes to him? Daniel was troubled at his head for many days from one vision. We're strangers, he said. It's our first time meeting. You just, somebody gave you a prayer card. And when them prayer cards were given out, they were brought up here before the people and all mixed up together and just given wherever they will. You don't know where you get, because sometimes we start in one place and another. Doesn't matter. Just a prayer card with my name on it and a number on it. That's all. But God knows you. Now, if he will reveal to me what you're here for, would you believe me to be his servant? And you believe then that it would be a spirit. You'd have to know that there's some kind of a spirit in here that would know that, because it couldn't come through human beings. That would be a more of a miracle than to see that little crippled baby get up and walk. Do you know that? Psychic emotion could bring that baby up and walk. Right. Psychic emotion could bring that boy from the wheelchair. Psychic emotion can't foretell and tell what will be and what has been. Can't do it. That takes spirit of God. The lady is here. She wants me to pray for her, for something's wrong in her mouth. That's pyrrhea of your gums. That thus saith the Lord. Just a moment. I see something else appear. It's a child. Oh, you got a child that's got bad feet. That's right. Thus saith the Lord. And you're not from here. You come from the northwest. You're from the panhandle. You come from a city called Lubbock, Texas. Return. You have what you asked for. Jesus Christ makes you right. Have faith in God. Now, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart, with all that's in you. Just have faith. Have faith in God. We are strangers to each other. Is this our first time meeting? Now be real reverent. Something keeps taking place back in here. Now don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. A lady sitting up with a little checker-looking dress on, pink or green or what it is, looking right across this way, praying with arthritis. You believe the Lord healed you then, sister? You believe it with all your heart? You believe it, you may receive it. God will make you well. moving in the audience. It goes across to a lady with her head bowed. Right back here, sitting with her head bowed, the second woman in, she's suffering with a liver trouble. What did you touch, sister? I don't know you do. If that's right, wave your hand. Never seen you in my life. You believe me to be God's prophet? Or, excuse me for saying that, his servant? All right. I never seen you. Your condition, where a dark streak hung over you, it's passed away. Your faith has healed you. I want to ask you something. If that isn't the Spirit of Jesus Christ acting the same as it did yesterday, what is it? That you might know me be his servant. The lady sitting next to you there, since the Spirit's on you, she's suffering with heart trouble as she wants to be healed. That's right, lady, stand up on your feet. You believe me to be God's servant? I don't know you do. That's right. Lay your hand on the lady sitting next to you that just raised up. She's got back trouble. She wants to be healed up. Stand up, lady. Jesus Christ makes you well. If you believe me to be God's servant, the lady sitting next to her is the lady's got trouble in her side. She's got side trouble. Is that right, lady? It is right. Stand up and raise your hand. Your faith has healed you. Does that take all the superstition away from it? It's God. I don't know those people, but your faith has healed you. Go home. You're well. What did they touch? They never touched me. They're 15 yards from me. It's the high priest. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The resurrected one. Don't doubt. Believe. I'm sorry. It was in the audience. I just have to work as the Spirit moves it. Such a weakening affair. Are we strangers? I don't know you and you don't know me. If God will tell me what you're here for, you believe me to be his servant, you know something's going on. That feeling between you and I stands that line. You're moving from and you're moving way away. I can tell you right now you're not from around here because you're from a wooded country where there's much heavy timber and wood. And you're suffering with a female trouble, and you've got a desire in your heart to have a baby, and you can't have the baby. And you come from Denver, Colorado. Thus saith the Lord. That's right. Go home and receive your child. God will get it to you. Be real, Reverend. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. But that foot trouble sitting there, you believe that God will make you well? Accept it? Believe it? If he'll do it? All right. It's over then. God bless you. I don't know you, young man, do I? Never seen you in my life. But you were sitting there praying, wasn't you? See? I've never seen you in my life, but you're healed, young man. Your faith has made you well. This elderly lady sitting here with the glasses on had a foot trouble, too. She said, suffering, and I said that to that person. Then she had faith, too. You believe that God healed you also? That's right. I don't know you do. But when I said foot to that man there, it made you jump, didn't it? The Holy Spirit struck you and healed you right there. You are healed. Your faith makes you whole.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Sitting back there with a handkerchief up to your face crying with that stomach trouble, forget it. God heals you. I challenge your faith in Jesus Christ, saying, to believe that that's him anointing me or doing it. Now, you know why? You know why that woman is healed? That devil thought he'd catch that. This man right here is suffering with stomach trouble. That's right. You have something wrong with your stomach. Right. And see, that spirit was moving from there, calling to that demon out there for help. There's a black streak running from the man down. I saw the vision between them. I tell you something else, sir. You believe me to be his prophet? All right. That sore in your mouth will go away, too. You believe that he'll do that? Right, sir. You're not from this country either. You're from Oklahoma. Your name is Mr. Meadows. Return back. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe God healed that arthritis while you're sitting there? Go on off the platform rejoicing. Say, thank you, Lord. I want to show you. You have a nervous heart. And that's the many pulling out there. Let me show you. Come here just a minute. Here's the reason I can't call it now. The Holy Spirit's trying to... I'll show you something. Not me, but the Lord will if you'll just believe me. Look here. Watch here. Here's the reason I can't call it. Everybody out there suffering with nervousness of any type, stand up to your feet. See, now how could you call that? Stand on your feet just a minute. Have faith. Come here. Stand right here. Look to me. Do you believe me to be His prophet? If God will reveal to me what your trouble, you believe it? You got asthma. Coughing. All with asthma, stand on your feet. Everyone with bothered with asthma coughing, stand on your feet. Heart trouble. Stand right here. All with heart trouble, stand on your feet. Please. You got a mental nervousness. That is deep thinking, crossing bridges before you get to them. Taking other things that don't happen the way you always think it does. It's a mental nervousness. This whole group, some or other, down with that. Move over to one side just a minute. Have faith in God and believe with all your heart. If God can heal right here, He can heal out there. How many believers is in your raise your hand? Does God keep His word? Look, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did He say it? Well, who said it? The same Jesus that's here now speaking. Not a dead God, a risen God. What is here greater than Solomon? It's the resurrected Jesus. He's in your presence now. And you're in His presence. Lay your hands on one another. Every sick person in here, lay your hand on the person and pray like you do in your own church. There's only one thing to keep you, everyone, from being healed. All at this one time. That's unbelief. And I'm going to ask these ministers to stand on their feet and pray with me that we'll cast out unbelief. If you can get the devil of unbelief out, this is going to be the greatest night you've ever seen. All you in the wheelchairs, everywhere, get ready to walk out. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, come to our rescue. Thou the morning star, the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, Satan, you are exposed. You've lost the battle. Come out of this audience. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Not knowing anything, knowing nothing about it. Therefore, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, what about it somewhere? You'll know whether that's the truth or not. And if He does, will you believe Him and accept Him for what you're for? You know I don't know Him, but He does. Now, if the audience can hear my voice, the woman is conscious that something's going on. Now, if you could see, right now between me and the woman, stands that light. The woman is moving away from me. And she's conscious that something's going on. A real, sweet, humble feeling is around her. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, you know standing in my presence wouldn't do that. It's Him. That's the reason I can speak of Him. I know He's real. Yes? The lady is here for her, wanting me to pray for her eyes, because she's losing her sight. That's true. That's right, isn't it? Now, you might say the woman's wearing glasses. That's the reason that I said her eyes. That's right, but that's what is happening, is her eyes. Maybe he'll say something else. This is the first night. How many sure has never been in one of the meetings before? Let's see your hand. All right? But you believe what I told you about Jesus Christ, and this is what He did, raise your hand. Now, we'll just take our time. We don't get any through. We'll just take our time. Yes, lady. Your sight's going blind because it's from a nervous condition. of the dying of a nerve in your eye. This caused you to have a fluttering in your heart. It's also caused mostly when you lay down at night. It's really a gas on your stomach instead of your heart. That's true. Now that's right. Besides that, do you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You've got someone on your heart you're praying for. That's a woman. And she's dying. She's got a dark shadow over now. She's not here. She's a relative of yours. She's your sister-in-law. She lives in Ohio. That's right. Thus saith the Lord. But you're not from Ohio. You're from a big city. That's near a lake of Chicago. Do you believe? Go home and find it the way you have believed it. God will bring it to you. Be real reverent. Be real reverent. Now don't move around. Be real reverent. How many believe? Thank you. Then you'll see greater things than this. You promise to believe. Sir, we're strangers to one another. I never, as far as I know, I've never seen him alive. We're a stranger. That's right. But God knows both of us. Here's a picture. I believe the last person here was a woman. That was a picture that I preached about the woman at the well. Now here is a man coming, like Nathaniel, who came because Philip called him. Two men meeting for the first time. Now everybody reverent, please. Now something happened in the audience just then. You're conscious, sir. You're conscious that something's going on. I'm your brother. You are a Christian. For your spirit becomes in welcome. You're a Christian believer. And your suffering, your trouble is in your head that you want me to pray for. That's right. Raise your hand if that's true. Now that isn't guessing. Stop thinking that. I remember you can't hide your thoughts now. He's here. He who knows your thoughts and perceives your thoughts. Whatever he told you is the truth, isn't it? Oh, I see what it is. A woman keeps coming by you, near you. It's your wife. She's here also. And when I said that to you, it raised her face. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your wife? If I will, by the grace and power of God, will you accept her condition to be well too? She has a swelling. It's what's a bursitis. And she has sinus. That's right. Not only a Christian, but you're a preacher. Your name is the Reverend Mr. Carter. Return home. Jesus Christ has answered your prayer and made you well. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe? Have faith in God. If he keeps that promise, he keeps every promise. Now be real reverent, you people who love him. It's your Lord. You believe me to be your brother. Remember, this is his divine promise that he promised. Now he is not dead. He's alive. Showing the same signs to the Gentile church. How do you do, ladies? Now, you and I are strangers to each other, I suppose. The Lord Jesus knows us both. Now, be real reverent. Out in the audience now, be praying. Somebody out there is praying. Now, just your faith is doing great things, but just keep asking God, Lord, let the man speak to me. Be real reverent. I'm sorry. It's a light, and I just have to follow the light as I do. A man and a woman again. Do you believe me to be his servant? If I be his servant, then I speak the truth of my Lord. And if I speak the truth of my Lord is obligated to take care of His word because it is truth. He gave the promise. We're living in the day. You're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. And that someone else is a relative of yours, a sister-in-law. And they're not here in this city, and they're way away from here, near the seacoast. They're in California, and in a hospital. And it's got something wrong with their foot. It's an ankle. And the ankle has got an ulcer, and the doctor is talking about taking the foot off. That's true. And the reason that you're here, I see you standing, and I'm standing near you. You were had a black shadow on you. You was in one of my meetings somewhere else and had a cancer, shattered to death, and was healed. And you've got a burden on your heart for a man, and that's your father. And you're praying for him to stop smoking. That's thus saith the Lord. Do you believe the Lord Jesus saying? Now don't move. Be reverent. How do you do? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. God does know you. Black shadow keeps moving this building. There's someone praying, and I can't for this time find it. Just be real reverent. The Lord Jesus knows all things, doesn't He? He knows just what is and what is not. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're here for, you believe me to be His servant? Then if He, you know, if I said, you're sick, lay my hands on you and say, praise the Lord, you'll go get well. That would be all right. You'd have a right to believe that. But if he'll go back down in your life and find something that you know that I know nothing about, if he knows what has been, surely he knows what will be. And you'll be the judge whether what has been is the truth or not. Then it'll be according to your faith to know what will be. But you believe me to be his servant. You're suffering from a nervous condition. That's more of a mental nervousness, upset, inward thinking, crossing bridges before you get to them. During that, you're suffering also with the rectal trouble, which is called hemorrhoids. Also on your limbs as varicose veins. That's true. That's made you feel strange, isn't it? If you don't believe me to be a prophet, you've got a son that you're praying for that has epileptic fits. Now, do you believe me to be a prophet? Go home and find it the way you have believed it. It'll be just that way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. You see that? There's the light hanging over that woman over there. She's stuck in the cancer. This is Kate. I never seen you in my life, did I? Don't know nothing about you. But you were sitting here praying because you must or you die. What did you touch? You touched him. You're not from this city. You're in a place called Spartanburg. That's right. Raise your hand if those things are right. Go home and live. Your faith makes you well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Are you believing? How do you do? We're strangers to one another, son. As far as I know, this is the first time we've ever met in life. One of these days we're going to meet in the presence of Jesus Christ. We're going to have to answer for everything that we've done. And in His
is all just present as we stand now. The Lord God will reveal what you're here for. You believe that Jesus Christ lives, and I tell you the truth. You're bothered about a spiritual condition. That's right. Not only that, but you're a preacher. You're a young preacher. And you were sent here by another preacher. And that preacher is a Baptist preacher from Macon, Georgia. And he's suffering with a nervous breakdown, real nervous. By the way, that preacher paid your way up here for you to come here and stand before me and ask prayer for him. That's right. Go back, both of you are healed. Take the news to him and tell him that God Almighty has made you own. You believe that diabetes thing is sitting there?
Oh, yes,
you
have your own.
Just believe it. You believe that heart trouble left you right then? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. The old man sitting there with a double rupture. Do you believe he makes you whole, sir? You believe that God heals you? You have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, but you were praying, wasn't you, sir? You got a double rupture. Do you believe that God heals you? Raise up your hand. All right, you can have it if you believe it. Amen. What did he come? I challenge your faith to believe it. If thou can't believe. An old lady sitting here, middle-aged woman rather, looking at me. She's got a growth on her nose. I can't see it from here yet, sir. But you're praying. You started to the prayer line a while ago and was turned back because it wasn't your card. But if you believe with all your heart, you don't know what that is. It's a skin cancer. But if you believe with all your heart, God will heal it. Do you believe him? Then accept it. Go home and be well. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe. What about you sitting out there? The man sitting looking at you. You got stomach trouble, sir. The man with a white shirt on, thin hair. Have you got a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card. I don't know you do. But you were sitting there praying. You got a peptic condition of your stomach. What you eat sours in your stomach. Go eat your hamburger. Jesus Christ makes you well. I challenge your faith to believe. Sitting right back here, second one from the end, suffering with a cancer. You have a prayer card? You don't? You don't have to have. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go home and believe it. If you won't doubt it, you can have it. What do you think, ladies? You want to go eat your supper? The same time that man was healed with stomach trouble, you had the same. Go on your road and rejoice. Eat and be happy. Praise the Lord. What do you think, sir? Do you believe you're healed? Walk off the platform shouting, praising God. His presence is here. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is not dead. He's here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you love him? Do you believe him? How many believers is there? The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick. They shall recover. Lay your hands over on one another then. If Christ keeps his promise, one way he keeps it always. Lay your hands on one another while we pray. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that every demon power turn these people loose. Come out, Satan, you're